President Mahama has asked Ghanaians living abroad not to be worried about what he describes as political rhetoric that seemed to create tension as elections get close. He said it's a normal practice, but nonetheless, his government is committed to ensuring peaceful, free and fair elections. President Mahama was addressing the Ghanaian community in the Iranian capital, Tehran, to round off his three-day visit to that country. Meanwhile, President Mahama says government will embark on a vigorous program to diversify the economy, starting with the oil and gas sector. According to the president, after 58 years, the country should have moved away from just exporting raw materials to value addition. Pascaline Adadivo sent this report from Tehran.
As is the ritual, President Mahama meets the Ghanaian community on his official travels outside Ghana. The Ghanaian community in Iran is mainly made up of students on scholarship studying in various fields. President Mahama briefed them on his interactions with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and other bilateral discussions he has had. He said Ghana has a lot to learn from Iran, especially in the oil and gas sector, agro-processing and agribusiness. President Mahama was hopeful the agreement reached with the Iranian side will bear fruits. He briefed the students on how government is working to make the economy better, as well as the IMF program. President Mahama said investment can only thrive in a stable economy.
Last year, I had to sign on to an IMF program. The program is going very well. We completed two reviews that were very positive. We're on targets. We're achieving all the targets. And we have the figures for the end of last year, which the Minister of Finance released last week. And all the figures show that we are on track in terms of reducing the deficits and in terms of fiscal consolidation. All of them are on track. Indeed, we appear to have even performed better than the target.
On the elections to be held on November 7, President Mahama asked Ghanaians domiciled in Iran not to pay heed to political rhetorics and concocted stories that will be flying around, as it is characteristic of any election year. He said his government is committed to ensuring that Ghana remains peaceful before and after the elections.
We are in an election year, and so, of course, there's a lot of political rhetoric, and you must know that it's normal in election year. A lot of the political argumentation and debates heightens a bit, but I can assure you that we will have peaceful and successful elections. And Ghana will continue to be the beacon of democracy in Africa. The Electoral Commission is getting ready. They've released a calendar. And the unique thing about the election this year is it's been pulled forward by 1 month. And so instead of first week of December, it would rather be in the first week of November. The reason that was done was to give us enough time for the transition. We realized that we normally hold elections December 7th. And we hand over on January 7th. And so normally that amount of time is not enough for a proper, you know, transition to occur.
President Mahama encouraged the students to take their studies seriously, particularly those studying theology and religion. He said happenings around the world is an indication that people need to be educated on the fact that religion is not violent. From the Iranian capital, Tehran,